This is racingdiary.co.uk.
Hi, it's Carl Harris, the Hitman on Saturday. We're looking forward to a fabulous weekend of action. We've got the St. Ledger at Doncaster and also in Ireland at the Curragh. And we're going to try and shoot a few winners for you. And I think that we're going to do just that on Saturday. Now, we'll start with the St. Ledger. And if you're a Racing Diary reader, then hopefully, like me, you're clutching a 6-1 ticket about the Godolphin horse rewilding in the St. Ledger. We said here on Racing Diary before the Great Voltager at York that this horse looks tailor-made for a mile and six, and you need to take the 6-1 on offer for the St. Ledger. Well, he duly bolted up, hands and heels almost, in the hands of Frankie Dettori in the Great Voltager, and we're sitting pretty. He could go off as short as 11-10 rewilding, and if he does, I'm going to take my stake back and go with almost a 5-1 bet to nothing on the favourite for the St. Ledger. I do think he'll win. He's got Snow Fairy to contend with now, of course, the Jewel Oaks winner, but she's not guaranteed to get a mile and six. I think rewilding, it's going to be another St. Ledger for Frankie Dettori. No value to back. I do appreciate that, but if you did take the 6-1, then you're laughing. That's the 3:20 at Doncaster, the St. Ledger, and that can go to Frankie Dettori and rewilding.
This is the Racing Diary Horse Racing Podcast.
So let's try and seek out a bit of value. No value 11-10 rewilding, although 6-1 certainly looks value right now. We've got a real decent two-year-old, I think, in the shape of Sarmid, another Godolphin horse who absolutely trotted up first time out for Godolphin, and I think this horse is one that you definitely want to be on. It was a seven-length victory, very easy at Newbury, 103. The handicap has given him. But again, I don't think we're going to get any value in this 2-10 Sarmid. Instead, I think the value is in the Portland handicap. 2:45 at Doncaster, and I'm going each way here. Quest for success. Consistent probably is the best word to use to describe this horse. He's 5-year-old, trained by Richard Farr. He has a mark of 100 and ran really well last time out. Third behind Hamish McGonagall at York. I think same mark. I think looks tailor-made here. For an each way paying first 4.22 runners declared here, I think Hamish McGonagall's form very, very strong indeed. So Quest for Success, a decent win and place. We've got Paul Hannigan in the saddle, and that would be my idea of a decent each way value bet in the 2:45 at Doncaster, the Portland handicap. Quest for Success.
This is the Racing Diary Horse Racing Podcast.
I think we've got a really decent bet here in the 3:55, which is a Group 2 contest, and some solid Group 1 form is brought by Premio Loco. Chris Wall must absolutely love this horse, and I must admit, I've got a soft spot for him myself. I think the form behind Canford Cliffs and Rip Van Winkle last time out is absolutely rock solid. A mark of 119, for me, puts this horse in banging contention for this Group 2. George Baker gets on particularly well with Premier Loco, and I just hope the layers come out and give us a decent price. If they do, let's take full advantage of their hospitality and get on Premier Loco. For me, is a very solid bet. I think the best bet of the day is this Sarmid. I'm going to have a lump on that one because I can't see this one getting beat at 2:10. But at value odds, I think 3:55 at Doncaster, Premier Loco would be the one. Best bet of the day at the prices in the 3:55 at Doncaster, Premier Loco.
For free betting tips, visit racingdiary.co.uk.
Okay, we'll finish with a very quick word about the action at the Curragh on Saturday. 3:10 Zoffany. 4 out of the 9 runners are saddled by Aidan O'Brien. Johnny Murtagh aboard this one. He said yesterday at Doncaster that this is probably the best 2-year-old at Ballydoyle. 3:10 Zoffany. And the Irish St. Ledger, well, that boils down to a match between San Frontier and Profound Beauty. I think the Dermot Weldmare will get the better of San Frontier. Why not have a look at San Frontier for the Melbourne Cup? My Australian colleague Nathan Lynch says it's a good bet here. But I think Profound Beauty for the Irish St. Ledger.
Your best bet for sport is racingdiary.co.uk.